Welcome to a very special evening here at Worth Baptist Church. We are so glad you're here. Jesus told us it is better to give than to receive. And I really believe that there is more happiness and joy in giving even than getting. And tonight we will prove that principle true as we get the opportunity to give something to some people who have given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's going to be a wonderful evening together. Let me tell you who the most important person here tonight is, the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's pray and ask him to meet with us and speak to us today. Our Father in heaven, we have come during this concluding service of our mission conference to give you the glory for what you have done this week. It has been a remarkable week. We have been helped and encouraged by every missionary presentation, every special in song, every message from your word. We've enjoyed the sweetness of just fellowshipping together a little bit more than we would typically get the opportunity to do. You've touched our heart about the need of the world and our responsibility to those who are lost. And you have shown us through your Holy Spirit and by your word what part you would have our church to have in the next 12 months as we try to reach the world for you. Lord, all of our big prayer requests have been answered exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And tonight we just want to say thank you. Thank you for meeting with us. Thank you for enabling us this week. And thank you for what you're even going to do during this evening service. We pray for our guest speaker. He and his dear wife have refreshed us from the Word of God. Thank you for his preaching ministry and the practical way he has made missions giving come alive again. As he comes and challenges us from your word here in just a moment, anoint him with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, may each of us come to you tonight with a wide open heart, ready even in the concluding service for you to tell us what to do and that we might do it joyfully and by faith. And so Lord, we continue to pray that as a result of this conference, people would surrender to the call to take the gospel to the nations. And perhaps even tonight, you might call someone and they might surrender. Thank you again for the week we've had. We're looking forward to tonight. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we have been helped and enriched this week by the preaching of Dr. David Snyder, the president of BIMI. As we've said several times this week, BIMI is an organization that comes alongside local churches in providing logistical support, which is so necessary, and spiritual encouragement to missionaries. And right now they are helping over 700 missionary families who are scattered all over the world. As far as I know, among independent Baptists, it is the greatest missions agency as far as numbers go that there is in the world. And Dr. and Mrs. Snyder have a tremendous responsibility leading that incredible organization. They travel all over the United States and the world encouraging churches to have a greater part in the Great Commission. They have truly been a blessing to us this week. Dr. Snyder's preaching has been biblical and practical and joyful and just an excellent fit in our conference. And I'm so thankful that we had them this year, and we look forward to having them back as soon as they can come. So he's going to come one last time in this mission conference and challenge us from God's word. Let's thank Dr. and Mrs. Snyder for coming this week.
Thank you, Pastor. You all have been more of a blessing to us, I'm sure, than we have been to you, but I am just thrilled with the opportunity to be here. I look at the platform, and I'm not sure how we should start this. Feliz Navidad. I don't know Spanish. Help me out, you know, or just Merry Christmas. I think I know that one. But I'll tell you what, I'm excited. So let's say a few things, get in the Word of God, and then start ripping open some packages. I want to see that happen, all right? Let me mention to you on the table out here that we still have a few of these left. I'm just going to be honest with you. I want to see them disappear tonight, okay? I really do. And you might not be a person that likes to hold the paper. There is a QR code. You can get that QR code. It'll take you right to this online so that you can read about it. If I had a prize to give to you, if you could pronounce the name of the editorial, I would give you a prize. But I don't have a prize, okay? So now I hope I have your interest piqued, okay? Take one of these, and a lot of times folks will say, how much is it because it's a magazine? Well, you know, I'm going to run a half-price special tonight just because I want to get rid of them. Normally they're free. Tonight they're half of that, all right? Galatians chapter 6, turn with me there to verse number 9. Going to look at just one verse. Just I really want to just bring some brief comments as kind of a, can I say, since we've got a Christmas theme, tie a bow around the conference and so much of what we've said. But here's I guess, two thoughts to take us into the text for tonight. We have come to the last night of the missions conference. Now, for me, I'm like, man, how did we get here so fast? I mean, we just started. You know, it's just amazing. But they say time flies when you're having fun. So I think that's what happened. We have enjoyed ourselves. We are at the end of the missions conference. This is the last evening. Still a lot planned, obviously. But here's the part that I want us to really focus on tonight. You as a church are coming to and now starting the beginning of a brand new missions year. What does God have ahead for you in the next year? I don't know, but again, can I say I'm excited for you? Because if you, as you step out by faith, you can trust God that what he starts, he will finish. Now, there are some aspects of that that come back to us by way of challenge, if you will, from God's word. And this is why I want to share with you Galatians 6, 9. Paul says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Bless now this time that we share together. Have your will and way. Be glorified now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to let the punctuation of this verse kind of divide it into three parts. And let us not be weary. That is the call to tireless well-doing. For in due season we shall reap. That's the certainty of reaping. But then finally, if we faint not, that's the condition of the promise. So first of all, the call to tireless well-doing. Let us not be weary. Now, I'm not going to ask this question, but if I were to ask the question, how many of you are weary tonight? Don't raise your hand. Probably quite a few would go up. We've just had a busy week. Missions conference is like that, you know, but it's a good tired. But that's not the kind of weary that Paul's talking about here. But when it comes to the spiritual weariness that can set in for us, when I read that, let us not be weary, I say to myself, okay, I don't want to become weary because I want to be found faithful. So how can I keep from becoming weary? Let me just throw out a few thoughts as you enter this new missions year. Number one, make sure you get your proper daily nutrition that you need. Now, on the physical side, we could say a lot about that, but that's not the focus tonight. You know, there are certain things that I really enjoy. A Reese's Fast Break candy bar. If you've never had one, it will change your life, okay? I mean, that is as good as it gets. But you understand that if my entire diet was Fast Break candy bars, I'd be in big trouble in a short amount of time. Spiritually speaking, we got to be careful about our diet and the nutrition that we take in. The psalmist said, Psalm 119, 103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Peter talks about newborn babes desiring the sincere milk of the word. And the scripture also talks about the meat of the word. Oh, how important it is for us to be in God's word. You say, how does that fit with what we're talking about? If you're going to step out by faith and you're going to make a commitment like this, you need to be in the word of God. If you don't already have the habit in your life of spending time in God's word every day, let me challenge you. Start that today. Start that this week and don't ever stop. But can I talk to those of us who it has been a habit for a long time in our lives? Sometimes, maybe you're not like me, but sometimes I open up God's word and I start to read and I'm halfway through that first chapter and I realize I don't even remember what I just read because I'm thinking about the to-do list and all the things that are going on that day. How important it is for you and I to really focus on God's word and get the nutrition that we need because we need to keep our strength where it needs to be so we don't become weary as we step out for the Lord. Here's another one. You're going to love this one. Exercise. Exercise is important on the physical side, obviously, but let's go straight to the spiritual side of this. Exercise ourselves unto godliness. Paul says, 1 Timothy 4:7, but refuse profane and old wise fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. I want to remind you that this is an exercise in godliness. Godliness doesn't just drop into our laps. We must exercise it. It's something that we have to make a goal in our lives. And can I again say what I said the other night? No pain, no gain. Sometimes God's going to stretch us. Sometimes, you know, it maybe might feel like it's more than we can handle, but exercise ourselves unto godliness. And by the way, God-likeness, there's nothing more close to the example of God than missions, because he sent his only begotten son to this earth so that you and I could be saved. And we want to help to get missionaries around the world so that people can get saved. So we need to exercise regularly. Here's another one. Get the proper rest. Now, we all know how that works physically, but spiritually speaking, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, Jesus said, and my burden is light. This is you and me getting in the yoke with Jesus Christ. Now listen, we can find our own yoke, we can try and do it our own way, we can struggle ourselves, or we can say, God, you need to do this through me and with me and beside me, laborers together with God. It's not any kind of need for us to be anxious. Trust in the Lord. He will provide. If he started it, he will finish it. Work in his strength. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So let's make sure we get that proper rest. And I'll mention one more. Keep your eyes focused. Now, on the physical side, some of you who wear glasses, you will appreciate this illustration much more than those who do not. My glasses are a very strong prescription. And right now, all I see is a bunch of big blobs out there. I have no idea who's out there or where you are, hardly. And, you know, I grew up with glasses, and I played basketball in high school. And I want to tell you that I was on the starting five. I won't tell you there was only six total on the whole team, okay? But I was on the starting five. It was really good. And, you know, I tell you, I felt bad for my parents after I got to be an adult and understood all the expense of this. But there were so many times my glasses would get busted in a game. I remember one tournament I was in, I had taken an elbow to the side of the head, and my glasses went flying in about two or three different directions. And I had tried to play basketball before without my glasses. I'll tell you what, it will weary you to do that, because you're trying to strain, you're trying to see, you can't even see where you're going, you know, then you get hit in the face with the ball. So I knew I couldn't play without my glasses, and they were bringing me the pieces of my glasses. And once I got them back up there, I'm looking out in the stands, and I found my mom. And the good mom that she is reached into her pocketbook, her purse, and she pulled out a roll of masking tape. And she threw it to me out on the court. And I'm out there winding it up. I was the biggest geek you have ever seen. But I was thrilled, because now I could play the rest of the game, because I could stay focused and I could see. Hey, listen, there's a lot of things in this world that are going to try to take your focus off of Jesus. We need to stay focused on him. Hebrews 12 says this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And then it says this in verse 3, for consider him. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Remember Peter? He did walk on water, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. But when the storms came, and can I remind you, storms will come in the next missions year. Keep your eyes on Jesus so that you don't become weary. And now notice here he says, let us not be weary in well-doing. Boy, there's a list we could put here together of well-doing, but can we just bring it back to missions? If you want to turn there to Philippians 4, we read this. It's right there close to where we are there in Galatians. We read this just the other night, but let me read it in this context again. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 14, down through verse number 19, notwithstanding verse 14, that ye have well done. So he's saying, this is well doing. What's well doing? That ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. He says, this is well-doing. You've sent once and again under my necessity. In other words, you have been a faithful supporter, and praise God for it. But did you notice the description of the missions offering? It's amazing what God thinks about a missions offering there. Verse 18, it's an odor of a sweet smell. It's a sacrifice acceptable, but not just acceptable, well-pleasing to God. I don't know if you've ever thought about it or not, but you know, you take that missions offering and you drop it in that box back there, you understand there is a sweet aroma that arises to the throne of God. And he is well pleased. He is well pleased. Let us not be weary in well doing. Why? Because there is certainty in reaping. He says there towards the middle of verse 9 of chapter 6 in Galatians, for in due season we shall reap. In due season, one commentator said this way, in the season divinely appointed for reaping. And that's important because for me, I want things done yesterday. But God's timetable and my timetable rarely match. But can I say God's timetable is always perfect? In the season divinely appointed. His ways are so much higher than our ways. His timing is so much better than ours. God said in Isaiah 55, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways higher than my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I don't know if you get a chance to do this tonight or not, but when you walk outside, if it's dark enough and you can look up and you can see some stars up there, you realize that God's ways, his thoughts, are that much higher than ours. That's an amazing thought. We can trust him, for in due season, when he says the timing is right, we shall reap. Not we might reap, not there's a 95% chance that this is going to happen. We shall reap. We can be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in us, he will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Can I put a little different emphasis on that? We can be confident that he which hath begun a good work in us, he will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that he's faithful. I'm thankful that he's good. He will indeed reward. We talked this week about in the churches of Macedonia, how what they did abounded under the riches of their liberality. God blessed them, and we could talk more about that. But let me just go straight to this thought. When we think about the reward that someday will come, I don't know about you, but for me, if I can stand before Jesus Christ and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Wow, what a reward that will be. The certainty of reaping. Now, there are times when I wished I could end the verse right there, but it doesn't end there. The third point is the condition of the promise. You see the word if? I call that a little big word. It's little. It's only got two letters, but boy, it can carry a really big meaning. You know, yeah, you can have dessert if you eat all your vegetables first. You can go outside and play if all of your homework is done and complete. Yes, we will be blessed by God if we are obedient to him. And yes, we will reap if, what? We faint not. We faint not. And again, as I come to that part of this verse, I think, okay, I don't want to faint. How do I keep from fainting? Well, first of all, let's say this. If we don't become weary to begin with, we'll not faint. So that kind of takes us back right to where we started tonight. We need to make sure we watch our nutrition, exercise the way that we're supposed to, get the proper rest, keep our focus on Jesus. But one other aspect that I want to give you here, and I want you to think about this. If we faint not, how do we keep from fainting? My thoughts went to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. You know, when we think about the word wait, sometimes we get this idea of, okay, I'm going to wait, so that means I'm going to just kind of sit down here and I'll just wait. And can I say there's some aspects of that that we could talk about tonight. It is good to just get alone, get away, shut off all the electronic devices, and just wait on the Lord. But there's another aspect of weight that I want you to think about with me tonight. If we were to go to a nice restaurant, and by the way, you church and pastor, you've taken us some nice restaurants this week. We've enjoyed it. You know, there's a person that comes to our table. And by the way, this doesn't happen to McDonald's. So McDonald's is not a good restaurant. I'm sorry. It's just one of those things, okay? But there's this person that comes to your table. And we call that person a waiter or a waitress. Now, if they come to our table, that doesn't mean they're going to sit down there and say, yep, really good to wait with you. No, no, no. They're going to wait on us. They're going to serve us. We are to wait on the Lord. What does that mean? Just keep serving the Lord. Don't stop. Let me end with this illustration. When we first moved to Alaska, we moved to Juneau, the capital city, and we lived on Thunder Mountain Road, and it was a beautiful place to live. Well, the whole southeast Alaska is a beautiful place to live, but we were in a duplex on the second floor. You could look out and see the Mendenhall Glacier. It was just a great place. But if you went down Thunder Mountain Road, you would, I don't even know how long it was. It wasn't very long, quarter of a mile, half a mile, if that. You would literally run into Thunder Mountain because Thunder Mountain just went straight up. And if I could stand in my driveway, I could look up and I could see the top of Thunder Mountain. And it was very often because eagles were everywhere in southeast Alaska. They're all over the place. And there were times I could look up there and there was just a bunch of eagles and they are flying around. You know how eagles, it's just a majestic picture. And as I'm watching them, it's just amazing. There are times that as I would watch, it was just hard to describe, but apparently some warm air would come under their wings and all of a sudden, whoosh, up and over and the other side of the mountain, they were gone, just like that. It was amazing to watch. And you know, as I thought about that, and as I think about Isaiah 40, verses 30 and 31, and the picture there of the eagles, I'm thinking about this. You've made some commitments this week. You're headed into a new missions year. You're going to come up to some mountains that seem like there's no way you're going to get over them. Wait on the Lord. What's that mean? Keep your wings out there. Keep flying. Keep serving. Keep doing what you know is right to do. And at the season divinely appointed, God will bring that air. Can we imagine there the Holy Spirit? And he will pick you up and he will take you to the other side. We can trust God for that because he's a good God. And God always finishes what he starts. Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Let's pray. Pastor, you come. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for this challenge from your word. And God, as we think about what the Apostle Paul has said here in your word, we think about how he did not quit. He did not become weary and serves as a great example for us. Lord, I pray for Worth Baptist Church. I pray for every single member, every single one who has made that decision to obey you. Help them. Lord, help me. Help us to keep our eyes on you and to not only start strong, but help us, Lord, to finish strong. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.